This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says Coloradans still need to be extremely careful as the state slowly returns to work after the statewide stay-at-home order ends Sunday. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
Social distancing restrictions meant to fight the spread of COVID-19 will start to relax next week. Businesses with one-on-one services, like salons, can open, and elective surgeries can also resume. But today, Polis used a skiing metaphor to urge caution.
If we're falling down left and right on that green circle, it does mean back to the bunny hill. It means that some of the things that we're doing have to be further restricted because people aren't doing them in a safe way.
Polis says people should keep wearing masks and still stay at home as much as possible. He says the state plans to share more guidelines soon. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
RTD says the N Line commuter rail is on track to open later this year. The line will connect downtown Denver to the northern suburbs, including North Glen and Thornton. Paul Ballard is RTD's general manager.
We are working towards a fall, late summer startup, and we're in very good shape for doing that.
The line was supposed to open 2 years ago, but hit construction delays. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he will take legal action to try to prevent the Trump administration from lifting protections for many wetlands around the country. The EPA formally published its rewrite of the Waters of the United States rule yesterday and says it will bring regulatory certainty for landowners and help speed up infrastructure projects. However, Weiser says the changes threaten to undermine Colorado's ability to protect its water resources. Numerous environmental organizations and Democratic-led states are expected to go to court over the rule change. And you've been listening to All Things Considered on this Wednesday afternoon. Some of what's coming up on the show: scientists dismiss the idea that the coronavirus pandemic was caused by an accident in a lab. They believe the close interactions of people with wildlife worldwide are far more likely the culprit. Then yesterday, the vice president flew to a ventilator factory in Wisconsin, and that test run revealed some of the challenges of traveling during a pandemic, both with logistics and messaging. Those stories are coming up in a couple of minutes on All Things Considered.